folks. This is Michigan Foreclosure Connect, and I'm Ralph Claxton along with Rodney Townsend. Today we have on the line Nia Perkins, a real estate agent as well as an investor by way of California. We're just doing a short interview on her experience here in the Metro Detroit area just over a week ago. She was here taking a look at our foreclosure market. Let's listen in. Nia, are you there?
Yes.
Rodney, you on the line?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, welcome, Nia.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so you got back home safely from Detroit. Your first time to Detroit, was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, tell me this. How did it all come about that you came to Detroit to, you know, find out about foreclosures when I understand that you all are going through a similar situation with foreclosure properties out there in California?
Well, I found out about you guys from the internet, from a Google search, and I was interested in the foreclosure tours. And so I made my way out there after a couple months, and I saw some really great deals while I was there.
Okay, so how did you just happen to come across on the internet? I mean, most people are just checking email and sending out Christmas cards or holiday cards or whatever. How did you just happen to come across us on, as far as foreclosures?
Oh, I was looking for foreclosure tours, and I found you guys in Detroit, and nobody was doing it in our local market, so I was interested because you guys were on the news and everything, and it just looked like it was something really popular and something that looked like I could make some money from. And I would be interested in having my clients come out there to buy it.
Okay.
Hey, Mitch. So you out in California, and you do you specialize in selling foreclosure properties?
Yes, I do. I do a foreclosure tour out here as well. And Ralph had been mentoring me for a little while, for a few months actually, and I wanted to come see for myself how good it was. And it seemed too good to be true, and it actually almost is. But when I got there, seeing is believing, I saw some beautiful rehab projects going on. And I look forward to investing and sending my clients out there as well.
That's awesome. Now, you being a foreclosure or say real estate agent who specializes in foreclosures, tell us a little bit about your market, and then if you could kind of compare it to what we're doing here in Detroit, our market per se.
Well, in our market, the banks aren't taking off as much as they are out there, and our prices are considerably higher. A low-end price for us would be about $200,000, as well. A low-end home in Detroit would be in the about $50,000. And so you have way more opportunities in Detroit to either buy and hold or buy and flip. So that's one of the major differences. The banks are only considering about 5% off in California right now.
5% off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's incredible, right? You hear that? 5%.
I know that. I'm like, that is crazy.
They're not hurting out there yet. Well,
they got a ton of foreclosures, but the bank's not willing to discount as much. That's from what I understand. They got a lot of foreclosures. I'm just going off of what I read on the internet. Is that right?
Yeah, they're not willing to play hard yet. Not at all. They're doing about 5% at this time.
Do they have a lot of buyers still interested in buying those foreclosures?
Mostly investors. Our market is slow. It's not moving as much at all. But and the main people who are interested are investors, obviously.
So how does a property at $200,000, an investor, they would buy that to flip, or is it a buy to hold? I mean, do they have the same options?
Not truly. Some people are buying and flipping. I don't know how successful they'll be in our market, but I would suggest out here that you buy and hold for sure, because if it's staying on the market at $200,000, then how do you buy it and flip it, you know, for higher?
Right, right.
If it's been on the market for like 232 days at $200,000.
Wow.
Hmm. Well, yeah, you're out there in the
Inland Empire.
Is that like Orange County and San Diego County and?
Yeah, we're hour east of Los Angeles. We're in San Bernardino on Riverside County, three hours south of Vegas.
So that's a pretty. Used to be a pretty hot area. I was on.
Yes, it was. It really was. And right now it's an excellent time to buy, because for us, $200,000 is beautiful, because we were used to prices like for 50.
Wow.
That was the average home price. But Detroit is a very good place to invest, and I can't wait to get started, actually. I've been on the phone calling all the investors I know, so.
Well, let me ask.
What do they think when you tell them about these prices that get you off for probably similar size homes?
They're so surprised, and they trust my words, so they're just eager to see what I saw and get started as well. Like, one person, for example, is my mom that's ready to purchase at least 10. And then I
hold
have
on,
another
hold on,
client.
Hold on, hold on. You said how many?
10.
10? Wow.
10.
Yeah, one person. That's good.
Kind of a magic number.
Right. Go ahead.
And then I have another client who has 7 homes, and he's interested out there to buy it out there as well. And I've been telling everyone I know and letting them know what we saw. Hopefully, in the near future, we can round up people and get them to come out there once I do a women's investment club.
So they're interested because you can buy properties out here at least half off of the retail price, I'm assuming, and you can buy them at the, you know, 40, 50, all the way to, you know, 150,000, but they worth way more in a, you know, in the strong market.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that they're looking at that as 150 and down, because they can lease them all out or maybe flip them to new home buyers.
Right.
So I'm assuming that's what took their interest.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense to them, because they can buy to flip, and then they have a sound exit strategy in case they weren't able to flip, which is just lease it out, and they would have a positive cash flow. So that makes sense to the average person.
Mm-hmm. And I try to tell people that all the time. It's like, one thing about Detroit is their rental market is strong. And I think people around the country, they like study apartments, they understand that the rental market is strong, meaning average rents out here for like a 3-bedroom are close to $900.
Mm-hmm.
And $900, and you know, if you got $50,000 in a nice house, with still some equity in there, that's a good payday. And then you have where Detroit used to be almost 1 million people as far as population. And, I mean, it's kind of sad to say, but I think almost like 40% of the people who occupy the properties in Detroit rent. So that's 40%. You're talking about 400,000 people.
That's rent.
That's rent. So that's pretty strong, and especially coming with those numbers, those average rent numbers.
Yeah, while we were out there, we saw one property. It was a duplex, and it was pending for $9,900. And, you know, you can't see that anywhere in the country. And the suburbs, which are just right on the outskirts of Detroit, the vacancy rates are still really low, like at 3.3% in Redford. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's a smart investment, and I look forward to buying after myself.
Well, tell me this. I know when you first arrived, you and your business partner had some concerns because of all the stories and things that people have told you about Detroit. What was that all about? What did they tell you about Detroit and, you know, that?
Well, right before we came, a news thing came out saying that the number one crime place was Detroit, and so, you know, we were like, wow, but we just were determined to come out there and see for ourselves, and so that's about the most I've heard. Is everyone says that Detroit is, you know, not a great place to live or something like that, but I don't really hear too many stories, so the news was the only thing that I really heard that made me raise an eyebrow, and I had already had my ticket, so I was already gonna go and see for myself.
And so the same week, you packing up and you get the most violent crime. And you see that and like, okay, you want to get a refund.
No, I didn't want to get a refund. I wanted to speak for myself. And when I got there, I was so surprised how beautiful the city is, how beautiful downtown is. And I couldn't believe that, you know, the crime is that bad and it looks that pretty. So
right,
I was pleasantly surprised. And then the suburbs, I was almost scared to do my research and find out the numbers, you know, about the vacancy rate and things like that. And it was some really good numbers, like 3%, 3.3% in records. That is really good, too. I always want to stay at least a 5% when you're thinking about rental properties. And that's some of the lowest in the nation, so I was really pleasantly surprised when I did my research.
Yeah, you did.
No, I want to ask, I know you probably got something to say that, Ralph, but you know, it's so lopsided about Detroit. You know, a couple weeks back they had their report come out, and I just happened to be watching the news day before yesterday, and they said Detroit, they just named the top 53 destinations in the world for people to visit, you know, as far as tourism. And out of 53 places in the world, Detroit was like number 40. And there was only 6 U.S. cities that was even on that report. And I think it topped like Phoenix and the top San Diego. And you wouldn't think that about, you know, you get all this bad press about Detroit, but then they fall higher on that ranking than some places that you would, you know, that you would think of that will automatically be in front of Detroit. But
right.
Detroit named one of the top tourism places for 2008. You know, that's pretty odd. Why would you send tourism? That was from the New York Times. And you would go back and think, well, how could it be that bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, like I said, it is a really pretty city. And I was really surprised about that, too.
Well, as I took you around, toured you and Rochelle around town and showed you the different neighborhoods and the big mansions right in the middle of the city. We took a lot of pictures of those beautiful houses. And I can just see the looks in your eyes, and you guys are just totally shocked that was a house that was in Detroit, right in the heart of the city. And, I mean, not just one. Several hundred houses of all similar shape and sizes. It's one of our oldest historic neighborhoods, right? I took them down to Palmer Park and Sherwood Forest and over in the University District area. And you know how large those houses are.
You know? Yeah, 3,000 plus square feet.
Right, right. I was just trying to give them an idea of the city and its history, its origin, and how it wasn't going anywhere when you talk about the casinos that just built MGM. The MGM they just built here in Detroit is 100 times better than the one that's in Las Vegas. We got the Motor City Casino. We got the Airtropolis. And I'm not going to even forget about the Greektown Casino, but we got Airtropolis that they're planning. And we'll be the only Airtropolis in the whole United States.
Wow.
I mean,
another thing I found fascinating was that downtown, there's still an opportunity to buy low, and they're redeveloping downtown.
Right.
More of an urban living type of
feel.
And so in my research of different other cities nationally, their downtown, once they even attempt to redevelop, the prices are way too high for an investor to get in.
Right.
And
exactly.
There's still a huge opportunity downtown. So I like that.
Oh, it's big. And then every day you got big players moving downtown. Like, I don't know if you know who Quicken Loans is and Rock Financial, but the same guy who owned the Cleveland Cavaliers, they just moved their headquarters from Auburn Hills to downtown Detroit. And there's just a lot of activity going on. CompuWare, which is big, they've been there for, I don't know, probably 5 years, and they just reshaped the whole downtown.
Right.
And, and the prices are still low, and they still got big plans. They haven't even started some of the condo constructions and the riverfront condos that they're actually putting up all along the riverfront and the river walk. And so you got to think it won't be the same face, you know, come 3 or 4 years down the road.
Right.
Well,
right now is an excellent time to buy down there before it appreciates too much.
And I've said this over and over, Rodney. We talked many, many times over the last several months about Detroit. And when you look at major metropolitan cities that are out there now that who have reached their critical mass, so to speak, you look at Detroit. Detroit is the last major metropolitan city in its development phase. You can think, you can take San Diego 20 years ago, and its downtown was desert. There was nothing down there. But now,
yeah, it was horrible. Yeah.
You know, you look at it now, and you can't buy or enter space down there now. It's so high. So we have international waters with Windsor. We have two access points with the bridge and the tunnel, and they're talking about building another access point just to ease up on the traffic going back and forth to Windsor. So we got the shoreline that we talked about that has no resemblance of what it's going to look like 10 years from now, because they're probably 15 to 20 high-rise apartment buildings or condos that are there that have been there for some time, and that shoreline is vacant. But you should see the plans that they have in place to put condos and townhouses and high-rise buildings and office plazas along that shoreline that will definitely drive anybody's property value through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the rebirth here, and you know, we were foreclosure packages. We're going to talk about that in just a few as to what that really is, what's that all about. But we're really excited that you came down, took a look at the city, and you're spreading the word out there to your LA investors, your California investors, inland investors, to let them know that you might not be able to get the deal spread at home, but you have a surefire connection right here in Detroit that assists you with getting your deals done right here in Detroit. And I'm going to have Rodney, you want to just tell them how that whole package works with the package foreclosures and everything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And actually, it's pretty smooth because, you know, we live here, and every day we battle with, you know, contractors and loan officers and mortgage companies and title companies. And I can only imagine what it would take to have an operation from out of state, you know, to try to manage a renovation and go and change lock boxes and pay contractors. So what we've done is took all that away from the investor, all the headaches away, and we've actually been with our connections that we have with the local mortgage companies and realtors and things of that nature. We're able to capitalize and get a continuous flow of good deals on these foreclosures. and we go ahead and we got relationships with our contractors, so we can renovate it, find a really good deal, renovate it, get the property occupied, and turn back around and steal and sell it over to an investor who's looking for a property with equity that's occupied, and give them the property management all in one package. So it's basically, you can do a flip, or you can get a whole package without having to pretty much leave your seat. You can do it from California, you can do it from New York, and you got a point of contact, which is us, that you can always reach out and have that support to say, hey, how's my project going? How's things going on? What the renovation? How's the tenant working out? And those are the things that we're trying to put in a package and leave some equity so that the investor can make money at the end when he goes to sell that property. So hypothetically, especially if you had somebody else paying cash, and because they would have no mortgage obligation. So if they bought a property from us, they bought a property completely renovated with the tenant in there paying $900 a month. And we would provide the basic property management, meaning the rent collection, minor repairs, even throw in snow plowing once a month and cutting the grass once a month. But they would buy this property at $80,000, and it's worth, say it's worth $110,000 at the end of the day. We'll put a rent-to-own tenant in there that's going to buy that property eventually for $100,000. So they not only are getting $900 a month back from the $80,000 investment, they also getting somebody that's going to buy it for $20,000 more than what they paid for it. So they're getting a continuous, and then you won't profit $900 a month only because you got your taxes and insurance. But say you minus out $250 a month for that, and that's another $650 a month that you're making on $80,000, plus you're getting another $20,000 on the back end, which is in 12 to 18 months. That's just one way. You know, there could be bigger equity spreads in some of these deals, but that's just a typical deal.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just an incredible thing. Now, if an investor wanted to try to go back and forth and fly back and forth out of town, in and out, or try to get a property, a project manager here, then there's no way for them to control what they have going on their project. We got a whole team here, and that's what it's about, building a relationship with us here in order to make sure that their properties are done. They're done to the high quality standards that we do our own house.
Right.
So that's what
armchair investing. They don't
have
to leave their city to come invest out there.
Yeah, you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. You can do it right on the internet. You know, it's basically phone, fax, and email. You can have your properties up and running and going and know that they're in good hands. And then here's the beautiful thing about the foreclosure packages is that these are properties that we handpick, that we buying on our own anyway.
Right, exactly.
So that's the beautiful thing. Yeah, we're not just flipping a property to somebody. These are properties that we fixing up on our own that we're going to flip if they don't want them anyway. So that's what people have to understand. It's like, no, we're not making a sale, you know, to you. We're actually doing you a favor, you know, because these are ones that we just go buy. Because we're local, we just go buy more.
We'll just go buy more.
So it's a working relationship. So that's why we're only looking for a handful of serious investors that want to pick up on these deals. And like I say, it's a convenience thing. One out.
I like the way the contractors work too, because when I was there and I saw the renovation, I saw the before picture, and I saw the in progress near completion, and it was a really nice job. And I also appreciate you and Rodney's hospitality and your integrity. So I have built a relationship with you, Ralph, for the last few months
right.
over the phone, and it almost felt too good to be true. But when I got there, you still were the same person.
Yeah.
And that, I appreciate that, and I feel comfortable sending my clients out there or referring anyone. I really feel that they'll be in really good hands.
Yeah, we're all family here.
Yeah.
And I appreciate too that you showed us the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
Not just the nice cherry pick homes. You showed us from high end, this is the best, and then from this is the worst case scenario, and this is where you want to stay out of, and this is where you want to buy, and this is working class. And, you know, you really gave us a good education, and I appreciate that.
Yes, and that's what it's all about, too. In order to educate you as an investor from out of state, you know, I can take you and show you all the good stuff and just try to hide the other bad things. Well, for what? The picture is much more clear. You make a much more sound decision once you have all the facts. Now, you were here for, what, 4 days, 3.5 days? You got a whole plate full of information. And the funny thing about it was you and your partner were trying to buy a house on the last day that y'all were here. Right? They sent me a list of MLS houses, my friend, that evening, and wanted a real estate agent from here to bring a purchase agreement to meet them so they can, you know, buy a house before they left, because they were seeing these houses at ridiculously low prices. And I said, Mia, I said, relax. I said, we don't have enough investors here to buy them all. They're going to be here. Just take your time, relax, get your game plan together, and we'll get these houses for you. But it had me laughing, because I'm on the phone calling up a record, man, I need these lock boxes. I'm trying to explain to the for sale that, listen, you can't get any lock boxes at 8 o'clock in the morning to get this information and stuff. So, but they were ready to go, my friend. That flight was leaving at 5. They said, we can get in, have a meet us with a purchase agreement. And I'm thinking, they were serious.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. That's incredible, but that's good. I mean, that you recognize that there's a lot of just killer deals here, and you know, it's a good thing that you came out here to see the properties, because there's some nice, well-kept neighborhoods that people take pride in their properties. And you know, if you're coming from, you know, looking from California and not ever coming here, you know, I can see how somebody can set you up, and then you'll be disappointed when you got here.
Right.
So, you know, if you meet the wrong group of people, you know, that's just selling properties that they, you know, they got under contract. Well, these are hand-picked properties that we sell into new home buyers. So that's why you see some of the quality work with the cabinetry and the custom paint and all that stuff. Yeah, the tile. Yeah.
One of the other things that I really like, too, is that you guys are not just selling us properties like a realtor, you're investors yourself, and that makes me feel more comfortable, because I'm a real estate agent but also an investor.
Right.
And one thing I noticed out there when we spoke to the locals, everybody sells real estate. It's all, you know, they have their day job and then they're trying to sell houses as well, but for you guys, this is what you do full time. That's very comforting to me. Because I like working with like-minded individuals.
As I said, over the summer when we first met, Rodney and I, we had a brother, big brother, younger brother relationship, and we're totally transparent. I mean, we might not talk to each other for weeks at a time and pick back up and just grind it out and still be on the same page. We want everybody that we bring into our circle to feel comfortable like that. Now, we know that's not possible with everybody, and we give them that opportunity, and we have an expression when they fail each other or fail us in that regard. Rodney, what do we do when they call?
Oh, let it go to voicemail.
The voicemail. if you ever start going to voicemail on us, then you'll know, you know, what happened. You better fix it. So
yeah, you're slacking off then.
So, yeah, you guys like working with motivated people and not into, like you say, money loves speed.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to let you get back to your family there, Nia, and we definitely want to encourage you and all your investors to pick up the phone, give us a call if they want to, or check out our website at foreclosurepackages.com. It's tied into a lot of things that we've done over the summer to kind of give people a background of our history, let them know that what we do, we stand by what we do. We're not just some fly-by-nights. We're going to be teaching some classes and having some courses in the very near future. So we're about investing in Detroit. I myself have a couple other businesses along with Rodney, and we just do what we talk about doing. So let's give them a phone number, Rodney, so that they can call us direct, because we're going to post this thing on our website as well. Some people like to kind of fill a person out, talk to them. All right, what's your number you want to shoot at them?
Okay, they can call 248-342-0026, and that's me direct. So if anybody wanted to get more information, they can call 248-342-0026.
And if you guys want to talk to me, Ralph, sometimes Rodney's phone blow up more than any average telephone company. you can contact me at 313-623-2824. And again, Nia, what's your number? Because I know some folks that are going to be out there in that California market that want to get in touch with you, might not have access to a computer at the time. You want to give out your number, too?
Yes, it's 909-697-9219.
Okay, great. Well, again, I want to thank you for spending this time with us for this little quick interview for foreclosure packages. And, Rodney, you want to say anything before we sign off?
No, I'm just glad we did this interview, man, and it was real enlightening, and I think people will get a lot of insight just from the short conversation that we had right here, and it's more to come.
Absolutely. Well, Neil, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good night.